I have over here one little rabbi. So let's learn. Okay, it's not turning into a sheer commentary on life. Become a talk show or a talk show host like a Rush Limbaugh. Okay, here's the sefer called Paradis Yosef HaChadosh on Rosh Hashanah. It's not so chadosh. It's been around already a few years, this sefer. I don't know how many years. It's fantastic. It's really good stuff. Interesting things. Every year, Baruch Hashem, we've been doing this a few years, we've used different sfarim to go through the holidays. So for the next few days at least, I want to devote our time to go through, obviously a lot of overlap, whatever we did last year, we used different sfarim, and each sefer discussed the same topics. There is obviously a lot of overlap, but it's fresh to look at a new sefer that I didn't put a lot of checks and markup. Okay, it's clean, so we can discuss some of the ideas, and a lot of the things that I saw in preparing for this are totally new to me. So it's very refreshing. Everything is new to me, but like, you know, something's a little just totally, really out of the box. Okay, so let's start with the beginning of the Sefer. Beginning of the Sefer, again, I think this is by Rav Mendelbaum. He's an amazing Talmud Chacham. I think he put this together. Rabinowitz. No, this is Rabinowitz. Gamliel Rabinowitz. One of the Gamliels. His name is not here. Mendelbaum? How could that be?
Where's the name Paradis
Yosef? Paradis, this is called an old Paradis Yosef from 100 years ago. Then they made it, they fixed it up. Paradis Yosef, they made it from 3 volumes to 10 volumes. And then they started putting out on the Moadim. And it was done by different people. So this one was done by Gamliel HaKoyin Rabinowitz. This one of the famous families. The Gamliel, there are a few Gamliel Rabinowitzes. I guess this is very, very good. This is good stuff. Okay, so let's begin. Hatoras Nidorim. We're starting now with Erev Rosh Hashanah. What is one of the minhagim that we are accustomed to perform Erev Rosh Hashanah? To be Matir Neder. So let's just talk about topics a little bit different. When are you Matir Neder? Let's say you go to Slichos at night. Some people today, they like to go to Slichos at night. That's a controversial. To go to Slichos at night. The ideal time to say Slichos is after Chatzos. After Chatzos Laila, or maybe a little bit later. That's a different type of discussion. So let's say indeed you go to Slichos every single night after Chatzos. I mean, you probably can find a million like that today in Bar Park where they have a million to say Slichos after Chatzos. Just like the first night of Slichos, we all say Slichos Chatzos. Ideally, that's the time we should say Slichos every single night of Slichos. So let's say you happen to go to a meeting where they say Slichos Chatzos, or let's say you say Slichos very, very early in the morning, and you finish Slichos Erev Rosh Hashanah before it gets light, before Aleis HaShachar, are you then allowed to perform Hataras Nidorim? What is the issue? Hataras Nidorim is like a Bezdin, it's a Maisa Bezdin. Gesundheit, you have 3 Dayanim, and a Maisa Bezdin must be done by day. It must be done by day, not by night. You know, in fact, even it used to be in the olden days that weddings were only done by day because a wedding has a Mesader Kiddushin. And a Mesader Kiddushin is really, technically, the representative of the Bezdin. And a Maisa Bezdin must be done by day. The Ramah mysteriously omits this halacha. The Ramah does say that a get, they do it, as far as I know, a get is done only by day. I'm not certain about that, get, why, what? Only by day. Why only by day? How come there are no night appointments to do a get? Let's say it's an emergent night. No night divorces. Why? It's Shulchan Aruch. Because the Mesader get is a representative of the Bezdin. And Bezdin only sits halacha lahalachas hapada by day. You start by day. So there's no get given that night unless it could be it's an emergency. An emergency, you have a husband. What? No. It's a maisa. The Mesader get is a representative of the Bezdin. It must be done by day. So for that matter, the Mesader Kiddushin is also a representative of Bezdin. So therefore, l'chatchila, it's not a joke, l'chatchila, it's preferred to have a wedding by day. The Ramah leaves this halach out. It's a very big mystery why the Ramah left out the requirement that Kiddushin be done by day. Whatever the reasons are, and that's why Bizman Hazeh, it's not an issue. Bizman Hazeh, weddings are done, Mais and Mechol Yoim are done at night. But there's no question that there's a Hidur to have
get a Bezdin to make it.
I told you the Mesader Kiddushin is a representative of Beis Din. It's his duty. It's his duty. The chassan can go in front of a girl and say, "Mikudesh to marry," but it's not the way. It's not Minag Yisrael. Minag Yisrael is to have a Mesader Kiddushin. He is a representative of Beis Din. Different lechatchila is having a wedding done by day, but it's not now. Shaila Levi, Rabbi Yisrael, please. So halacha lemaisa is hatoras nidorim called the maisa bezdin or not? So the answer is really it is, and really the chatchil can only be done by day. And therefore we say slichas at night, you should not be mater neder at night. You should be mater neder only by day. However, we don't do hatoras nidorim with all of the halachos of hatoras. It's not a real hatoras nidorim. It's a token hatoras nidorim. It's a make-believe hataras nedarim, and that's why you can have relatives. You could have three relatives can be mater neder for you. You can other leniencies. So therefore, one of the leniencies is that even though really you should do it by day, b'di'eved, not even b'di'eved, you can do it at night also. So therefore, there's no harm done doing hataras nedarim erev Rosh Hashanah at night. Some people today they go the slichos at night, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. And after they say slichos, erev Hashanah at night, they're going to want to do hataras nedarim. Gesunte hey, you can do it at night. You know when the real shaila is of doing hataras nedarim, and is to do it by day before davening. Listen to this, very interesting. It used to be without question the custom in the olden days was you come to a shul early in the morning, you say slichos, and when slichos is over, you daven shachris. And then when Shachris is over, you sit down to do Hataras Nidorim. This is the way it was done from time immemorial. There's Eidus Ne'emana, that's how it was done in Europe, in the Altaheim, and that's how I remember it being done in my early days growing up in Flatbush. It was always done after davening. Chadoshim Labakarim, there's a new minhag today. A new minhag has evolved, and he mentions this over here in the Sefer. It's become almost widespread. Is that people they daven very early, they say slichos very early, and they actually time the slichos so that after they finish slichos, they should also do hataras nedarim before they start shachris. This is mamish a naya minhag to say hataras nedarim after you finish slichos before you start shachris. So first of all, why? Well, and the second child is, are you even allowed to do it? So he goes on to say, it's not so posh. It's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, I think he says, is hataras nedarim a mitzvah, or is it a din? In other words, it's very interesting idea. You made a neder. I want to be mad to the neder. So now when I do hataras nedarim, am I doing a mitzvah? You know, it's an aveirah to have a neder. Call hanoider ki ilu bona bama. But Makaymoi ki ilu hikri of a carbon on a bama outside the Beis Hamikdash. B'shas isu bamas. So when you mater neder, are you doing a mitzvah? Well, it's not a mitzvah. Can't call it one of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's a din. It's a requirement. Okay, is there any din to go to Court Street and pay a parking ticket to fight it out over the parking ticket? There's no mitzvah. If you want not to pay the ticket, so it's a din. You have to go to Court Street and fight with the judge, to tell him why you don't want to pay the ticket. It's not a mitzvah to go fight. It's something that you have to do if you want to get out of paying your parking ticket. How does Halacha Zal look at Hataras Nedarim? So it's fascinating. He has a gun, so the whole shtickle Torah on this. It's machlek, it's the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam seems to say that it's a mitzvah. It's mamash a mitzvah. Because you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to have a neder. Having a neder upon you is an avera. So to get rid of the neder is a mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it's not a mitzvah. It's a din. It's just something you have to do. You have to pay your taxes. You have to go do certain things in life to get by. The nafkamin is there's a very severe prohibition of doing your tzrochim, doing your private tzrochim before davening. Wake up in the morning. Are you allowed to check your email before davening? Really, it's a serious matter. Are you allowed before davening? Are you allowed to what? After Netilas Yadayim, it's not a joke. When you wake up, after you wake up, before you go daven, are you allowed to involve yourself in your private needs? Are you allowed to go shopping? Oh, I'm going to go to the store and go. I'm going to buy challah for Shabbos. I'm going to go. Oh, Shabbos, there's a mitzvah. Very good. Okay, it's a four dollar. Oh, there's a sale. There's a sale over here. They open up. The store is open 24/7. Go to the drugstore. Okay, a pharmacy is open 24/7. No, on the way to davening, let me stop by and pick up. I'm anyway early for davening. I have half an hour to go. Let me pick up some toothpaste and let me pick up some
meal.
Whatever I want. Whatever. Are you allowed to do this before davening? Usser. You're not allowed to do your tzitzfer shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to do your private shrach, your private needs before davening. It is forbidden.
And if there's a set minion,
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's a set minion. You're not allowed to do your private shrachim before davening.
You drink coffee.
No, that's not that. That's you need to have koyach to daven. You need koyach to daven. That you can. One of our old timers here. Welcome. How are you? Shalom aleichem. Good to see you. How are you allowed? So the answer is no. You're not allowed to shulchan aruch. It's forbidden. It's a very big problem because today we live in a whole new world. Everyone has a smartphone, and who doesn't look at their smartphone to check the latest emails? Who's not checking their email, their texting, or they're looking at the news, or they're looking at some latest whatever thing they see on their smartphone? It's a very big problem. So what are you going
to?
Let me finish. Who is? So it's a very big problem. It's not in the spirit of the halacha, and according to some opinions, it's mamash a violation of halacha. Unless you have an emergency, a text, an emergency. So people, that's what they're looking for. So everything is an emergency thing. Everything is an emergency. Everything's ruach nefesh. That's the life. That's the way we live today, right?
You have to look at the weather.
What? No, that's necessary. You're going to shul. It's a very good point. I can't get to shul. I can't get to shul unless I know the weather. Take an umbrella. Not an umbrella. Take a coat. No, that's that. It's very easy. Everyone in their own mind knows. You don't have to go spell things out. Everyone knows there are certain things which are necessary and they're essential, and there are certain things. There's no emergency. I could wait until after davening. Nothing's going to happen. Everyone knows where they stand in life. There are emergencies, of course. There are important things. Or tzarchei mitzvah. Okay, tzarchei mitzvah. Chinuch habonim. We have to carpool. I have to arrange with my neighbors who's picking up the kids to take the kids to yeshiva. That's tzarchei mitzvah. There's no bigger mitzvah than chinuch habonim to get the kids to yeshiva. There's no bigger mitzvah. You have to go shopping for Shabbos. Right, so your wife says you go to the bakery early before davening. A lot of people do that. It's very convenient. You go to the bakery 6 o'clock in the morning. You save a whole day. You save all the lines. Tzarchei mitzvah, absolutely. Anything that can fall in the category of tzarchei mitzvah is mutter, even kamal lechatchila before davening. But if it's private gossip, you want to get the scores for the game last night, or you want to know some just gossip, you're just in the habit of knowing of going to certain websites. You just for your I don't know. You just have this need. Maybe you'll tell me pikuach nefesh to know what's going on. If it's not really the koach nefesh, it's not so simple.
Maybe
so
it's like the ochel nefesh.
What?
Maybe it's like the ochel nefesh.
Psychologically, you can't. You don't feel. You don't
no,
feel.
You do certain things. Right. You do the whole. You use the whole smartphone.
You clear it.
You clear it. All right. Listen. You got to go. Everyone is different. I'm not to judge. Everyone is different. Everyone knows. Everyone knows where they're holding, what's necessary. But you have to appreciate the concept at least. Okay. Whether you're in violation. You're not in violation, whether you're in a gray area, you should appreciate this as such a halach in Shulchan Aruch that it is asur categorically to involve yourself with your own tzarachim, your own private needs that are not l'shem mitzvah, that are not mitzvahs, that are not necessary before you dive into Hashem. Therefore, here is the very interesting, fascinating concept. There's a machlokes rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban is the hataras nedarim called a mitzvah, or is it called a dvar rishus? Is it called a din? Lefi the Ramban, it's a din. It's not a mitzvah. Mimela, it's osur to do hataras nedarim before davening if it's already the zman shachris. If you daven slichus 3 o'clock in the morning, and you finish so quickly, and now it's still dark outside,
okay,
and it's not yet. What? What? Why not? So we discussed that before. I think you said that we discussed Ma'aseh Bezdin. You can do that. We make it. It's Ma'aseh Bezdin. So, but it's not a mamish Ma'aseh Bezdin. So you can do Hatorah Asnam at night. That will make it. Relatives at night, because it's not mamish Ma'aseh Bezdin. It's a make-believe Ma'aseh Bezdin. We mimic Ma'aseh Bezdin. So this is very lean. You can do that at night. If you go to Slichus at night, you can do Hataras Nedarim, Gesunte Heit. If you say Slichus early in the morning, you come to Slichus 4 o'clock in the morning, and you finish Slichus at 6 o'clock, and the Alois HaShachar is not until 6:05, Gewaldik! You have 5 minutes before the Zman Shachar. It's not yet the Zman Shachar. So Chaperan, you got 5 minutes to do HaToras Nedarim. But let's say you go to Minyan to say Slichus at 6 o'clock, and you don't finish Slichus until 7:30, and now this Shachar is called for 7:30. And we finish Slichus 10 minutes early, it's 6:20. It's now 6:20, everyone finished Slichus already, and we're going to start diving at 7:30 because that's what they announced, and they don't go upset the one guy who comes in a little 10 minutes diving at Slichus at night. So we're going to start Shachar 7:30. I got now 10 minutes to do nothing. So what should I do during this 10 minutes? Oh, Rabbi Sai, save 10 minutes. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Chaperayim. Let's now do Hataras Nedarim. Wait a minute. It's already day. 7:20 is daylight. The sun is outside. The sun is shining. It's 7:20. And it's Zman Shachar. Okay, we can't sell because we have to wait for 10 minutes. You want to do it? Well, according to the Ramban, Hataras Nedarim is not a mitzvah. It's a din. It's a din. It's a din. It's called your own tzrachim. So you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do, just like no one would go and to a baseball game, or I don't know, no one would go to, a, I don't know, some event before davening. You're not allowed to. And especially do it in shul, with tzibur. It's a tremendous zilzal in the halacha, in the kedusha of the tzibur and Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's an avera to do hataras nedarim after the Zman Shachar has arrived, before davening, lefi the Ramban. And that indeed is why it is a given that Minhag Yisrael, from time immemorial, was never to do Hataras Nedarim before Shachar. You say your Slichus. Slichus is a mitzvah, it's tefillah. You say your Slichus, say tefillah, you finish Slichus, and then you daven Shachar, and after Shachar you do Hataras Nedarim. Chadoshim labakarbu, the new generation, everyone is on edge, everyone chaps around to do the Hataras Nedarim. It's part of the Seder HaSlichus that became today. You finish Slichus, and you need to daven, you do Hataras Nedarim. That's not tradition, and that indeed, according to the Ramban, is an outright violation of the Halacha.
Kaparis
could be as a mitzvah, because Kapara is Slicha, Mechila, it's Kapara. It could be it's better. It could be kaparis are better. Because you're doing pidyon, you're being mechaper. On the other hand, listen, hanach lahem lishol, who's to go and argue? First you have the Rambam. The Rambam holds a mitzvah. And a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So you can do whatever you want. You do a mitzvah before davening. Gesunta hey, you can do a mitzvah before davening. That's obviously why people are making b'zman aseh. And some want to say is that, he writes also, is that even according to the Ramban, Ramban, when he says hataras nedarim is a din, he's not referring to the Hataras Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Hataras Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah is more like tefillah. Hakol mechulim loch, hakol shurim loch, hakol kishem shematim ben shol mat. It's more of a slich, it's more like a technique, a Kabbalistic type of atonement. It's like you go, what's it called? You go into the church and the priest says...
Confession
booth. Chas v'shalom. I never said that. Strike that from the record. But it's an atonement. It's not viewed today to be a din. It's viewed, even l'fi the Ramban, it's viewed to be a form of tefillah, a form of kapara. So memela, it's a chelik of... Because that's how you do it. Hataras Nedarim. You need a bezdin. You need three people. You need a bezdin.
Either it's tefillah, it's not tefillah.
It's not tefillah, but it's somewhere in between. It's Hataras Nedarim, but why are you doing this? It's a form of atonement. When you read the nusach, you see the nuschois, you're forgiving, you're this, you're that. There's some type of Kabbalistic thing which brings atonement to the neshama. So these are the issues. It's all new to me. I never thought about this. I never even knew that it used to be hakpat. I really see the shift. It's real hard. When I was young, a child, and we grew up, Hataras Nedarim was always after davening. No one chapped a rhyme. No one would try to, oh, it's a chap. Today, what? Oh, we'll talk about that. The minig is to do with davka Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll come in a few moments. But this is a new world today. Today we're living in a world where everyone's trying to chap. You chap. Do it early, daven, slichas at night. And then do the Hataras Nedarim. it's even though you can do all these things, but it's not tradition. And then when you go into the Indian deeper, you can realize it's not even correct lechatchila that it should be done with all the chumas. When people go to doctors, they go to the best. They don't take chances. Even someone does plumbing. Okay, I have to do now. I have a big problem where I live. The plumbing, a very big problem. So different plumbers. The range of the price of what the plumbers want to do the job is just a different world. It goes from a few hundred dollars to thousands of dollars. And right away you see, one plumber you see is like a shemazel. And the other guy, you see, he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. So do you want to take a chance? Okay, do you want to take a chance? You don't want to take chances. It's kedai to pay the extra money to be ripped off because you don't want to take a chance. Go to a doctor, no one's taking games. You're going to go to the best of the best. Yeah, when it comes to halacha, I'll take my chances. So it's one thing, you want to take your chances the whole year round. Because someday, every Rosh Hashanah, at least one day a year, we've totally lost this. Totally lost, myself included. Totally lost this Emes Hadin. Erev Rosh Hashanah is Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yoyim Hadin. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason. I'll take my chances. It's only see the Shitas Haramban. But if going to the Rambam, it's good. Even going to the Rambam, I have a whole legal loophole. Would you have such an attitude if you're going to a doctor? No way, you wouldn't. You would sit and wait in the office for 10 hours. You waited a month to get an appointment. You would sit in the office and you would pay out of your pocket. Your insurance doesn't pay for you to pay out of your pocket. Why? It's a small thing. You know, everyone's a hot. You don't take your chances. There's a certain frame of mind. You realize the chaim ra'adavar. But yet, unfortunately, myself included, in this generation, we've totally lost our sensitivity to spiritual matters. And it was never done like this. Today, we're doing it this way. We have all the excuses, the best excuses, but there's something
that's
wrong.
Because of higher Jewish education.
We know too much. We know too much. Okay, maybe I told you, you're right. I know, I agree. You have a lot of good answers. But after all the good ends are said and done, there's something missing. There's just something missing today that we know there's something missing. I've always told you that I had the Shamus in the Elizabeth Avenue J. So he told me that in Russia, he was in Russia, he grew up with Tinik Shanishva. Rachmanis, Mamish is nothing, zero. Bachni has grandchildren today. Mamish B'nai Torah, all because of him. Came to America with all his chaverim, they all sat in the park, played cards, nothing, their families, very, very tragic. He went, the shul needed someone to open and close the doors. All they wanted, to hire someone, minimum wage, to open and close the doors. Somehow he was in the right place in the right time. You just come open the door at 6 o'clock in the morning and close the door when the people are finished. Yeah, why not? He comes there, he looks around. He doesn't know. He slowly learned how to read, to daven. Adam, he was there for 25 years. Most of his chaverim, they came to America, and they were gone. He had a whole new life for 25 years. At the end, when he retired, right before he was nifter, he was running the shul. He was like the rav almost. He ran the shul. He knew the nusach atzilah. He knew how to daven for the yamud. He knew the politics inside out. He knew all the minhagei Yisrael. It was remarkable. And he told his children, he had children, they were going to send their kids to public school. And he said to his children, they're not going to public school. They're not. I'm not letting you. They're going to go to yeshiva. He put his granddaughters in Mesoris Beis Yaakov, and he put the boys, he insisted he went to Ber HaGoyla, or Rambam Yeshiva, and I met them by the Levaya. I was blown away. Real B'nai Torah. Like, wow. And his chaverim, their grandchildren, Rachman Litzlan. So he said to me, when I was in Russia, occasionally we went on the Yom Nairam to shul. We went to shul, Yom Nairam. People like me, we knew from nothing. We went, they let us go, communist country. We somehow, we went to shul. Didn't know how to read, nothing. But yet, he said to me, when we walked into shul in Russia, Shana, he said to me, we felt the Emes Hadin. The Emes Hadin, there was something in the air. You felt Hamelech. It's a pachat. And we didn't know how to read. Zero. I come to America. I look on the streets. The Yiddishkeit is blossoming. It's unbelievable, the Torah knowledge. But on the Yom Naram here in the shul, he says to me, you have all the melodies, everything's so beautiful, everyone is, there's no Emes HaDin. Garnish, there's no Emes HaDin. What, how could it be? How could it be I had nothing and yet I had everything? And here in America, you have everything and you have nothing. So this was telling me, you know, the Musar? I never in my whole life got such a Musar. So like this. And it's so true. And it's so true. And this halacha, I'll probably also this year do this after before davening. But it's amazing how the whole world, you look at this, you read this, it's like we have all the kunsim. All the kunsim, all the excuses, exactly like you said, we know too much. This, you have all the answers. But yet, with all the answers, something is missing. Something is missing. It's not the way it was done in the past. And there was a reason why no one ever dared do it like this. And we totally lost our sensitivity to these matters. Okay, what did you ask about?
There's a solution to the,
yeah.
Look at the email.
What?
In the morning when you go to the bathroom, you look at the bathroom.
Why in the bathroom is it any better?
Because it's like if people smoke, it helps
you. It's supposed to make any difference.
It helps your circulation.
I also look at my email in the morning. Don't worry. I look at my email when I wake up, on the way to shul, during davening. I know exactly what it's like. Trust me. I've been there, done that. I know all about it. I'm guilty. I'm just as guilty as everyone else. I'm just as guilty. Okay. What? Okay. That's another time. Let's go. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Leave over this. Why do we need to do, he has a beautiful discussion, why do we need to do our Torah to them in the Erev Hashanah when we ever get to Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is the same thing. Kol Nidre, right? So that's a Gzel Bazach. So he said something very fast. The Gemara says the person should be Matan Nidre before Rosh Hashanah. It's a Ferish Gemara. Anyone that does not, the Moidah, that all of your Nidorim should not be Chal for the rest of the year should be done Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says the Ikar Zman to do the question: why didn't we call Nidre when we did Erev Rosh Hashanah? We should do call Nidre on Rosh Hashanah, not on Erev Nidre. So he says the reason why call Nidre does not help is because this is very interesting. What is the common meaning of Klal Yisrael for call Nidre? You say it along with the shots. Okay, today it became a big thing. You can even hear the shots in some shuls. People love the melody of call Nidre so much they drown out the shots. And the shot starts off Kol Nidre, so everyone chimes in. And you do it three times. The first time it's low, and each time it gets louder and louder. By the time you're up to the third rendition of Kol Nidre, you can't even hear the Raidav, you can't hear the shots. Okay, in Chaim Berlin, everyone sings along so loud, I can't hear the shots. Everyone, they drown out the shots. But I imagine that's not the way it used to be. I'm sure it's true in all shuls. Right? I'm sure it's true. Everyone sings along. Everyone's all caught up in it. They sing along. But really, it's not the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be is just to hear the shots. And you're supposed to say along with him in an undertone. But the problem is, when you say along in an undertone, sometimes you don't even get the words out. If you're listening to a big cantor, let's say it's Helfgott. You want to hear what you want to hear, right? You want to hear. You know, you're a mumcha. You want to hear those. You want to hear reach those notes. You're paying to listen. You're not paying to drown him out. You're paying to listen. But the halach is, you're also supposed to say along with him. I want to hear him, because he got the voice. This is the real deal. Once in a lifetime opportunity to hear such a chazan. So when you say along with him, are you going to articulate the words properly? Big problem. There's a very high chance no. So you'll say, so what? Shoymea ke'oine? Shoymea ke'oine does not work by ataras nidar. Okay, why that's so, I don't know. He has a discussion why that's so. Hataras Nedarim demands you yourself say to the Chacham, I want to matim my neder. You can't have someone come there and he'll speak for you. No such thing. Hataras Nedarim demands that you say the words yourself. Memela, you can't rely upon Kol Nidre. Because Kol Nidre, since the proper way is to listen, and to say it in undertone, and if you say along in undertone, you may not articulate the words properly. You're not even yoytze with the hataras nedarim of the shliach tzibur on Yom Kippur. Therefore, you got to do it yourself. Once you're going to do it yourself, don't wait. Don't be lazy. Don't waste Erev Yom Kippur. You can. By the way, if you don't do it Erev Hashanah, you should still do it until Yom Kippur, or even after Yom Kippur. Don't wait. But once already, you can't be Samech on the Kol Nidri of the Shatz for Yom Kippur because you may not say it properly. Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos. The minig is do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. There used to be a minig. There are some of them, he cites, that they do both Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. And then there's another minig to do it also Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Tu B'Av doesn't say that here. He says they do Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's a lot more. We'll pick up Rosh Hashanah tomorrow.